Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a paper called MemPal, towards memory-based personalized dialogue assistance for long-term user-agent interaction. Why this now? Because we're all starting to use assistants that live with us across days and projects, and the big missing piece is real memory. Not just a big chat window, but true continuity across sessions. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, people hate repeating themselves. You set up a tone preference, a reporting template, or the tools you use, and next week the assistant forgets. That kills trust and wastes time. The needs I see are: keep a personalized task list without re-explaining priorities, handle multi-step onboarding over several sessions, and support long-term coaching where weekly check-ins actually build on the last ones. Today we hack around it with pinned prompts or manual notes, but it's fragile. Teams want the assistant to remember stable facts, profile, preferences, evolving facts, current project status, and specific episodes, what happened in the last troubleshooting call, across devices and days, with consent and a simple way to correct it when it's wrong.
So basically, stop the goldfish memory. Remember who I am, what we did, and what changed, so I don't have to reset the conversation every morning. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two big shifts. First, usage has moved from one-off Q&A to ongoing workflows. Agents scheduling, drafting, following up. That demands structured long-term memory, not just a longer context window. Second, the stack matured. Cheap embeddings and vector stores, better retrieval tooling, and clearer patterns for when to write, update, and forget memories. Longer context helps, but it's not enough or cost-effective for months of history. So we're seeing designs like this paper's. Treat user memory as first-class data, with indexing, retention policies, and retrieval tuned to the task. It's appearing now because the infra is ready and product teams are asking for continuity and personalization at scale. Let me unpack what MemPal is proposing. Think of three layers of memory around the LLM: profile, semantic, and episodic. Profile holds relatively stable facts and preferences: name, role, writing tone, tool access. Episodic tracks concrete events: the last troubleshooting steps, yesterday's meeting notes, a decision made in a call. Semantic is compressed knowledge distilled from many episodes, patterns like prefers concise bullet updates in the morning, or weekly goal progress tends to slip on Fridays. Technically, they wrap the LLM with a memory manager. It watches the dialogue stream and external events, decides what to write as a memory, indexes it with embeddings so it's searchable, and applies a retention policy. Retrieval happens before and during generation. The system pulls the small set of memories relevant to the current turn and injects them into the prompt, either as a persona block or as retrieved snippets. Key mechanics: memories get written via triggers. Explicit user commands like remember this, rule-based patterns like I prefer X, and model-based extraction that flags salient facts. To control growth, they compress and summarize, roll up nightly summaries of long threads, keep lightweight semantic descriptors, and retain pointers to raw logs if needed. Retention is governed by recency, frequency of reinforcement, and confidence. Conflicts are handled with recency plus confirmation. If a new fact contradicts an old one, ask the user to update. Compared to session-only context or static user profiles, this is a first-class, long-lived memory layer that plugs into a standard RAG pipeline with a dedicated memory index and policies for create, update, and forget.
So, in plain English, it's giving your assistant a brain that can remember who you are, what you just did, and general habits. And it only pulls the bits that matter into the chat. It writes things down when you tell it or when it spots a stable preference, and it tidies up over time so the memory doesn't explode. Mark, what would that change for someone actually using it day to day?
The first visible change is you stop reteaching basics. On day one, you grant consent, set a couple of defaults, tone, tools, maybe connect your calendar or CRM, and there's a memory tab where you can review or edit what's stored. After that, every session starts with context already there. It greets you with the right voice, picks the right templates, and continues the task list we left yesterday. From the team side, there's a bit of setup, a consent flow with granularity, remember preferences versus remember content, an initial profile import if you have sources like HRIS, CRM, or a settings file, and a simple way to correct memory in line, like clicking a chip that says always do X and toggling it off. The workflow shift is big, fewer clarifying questions, continuity across devices because identity is tied to your SSO, and the assistant proactively surfaces relevant history without you digging for it.
Great. Let's make it concrete. Mark, give us a simple deployment. Say, a small customer support team. What do agents and customers actually click and see?
Sure. Picture a 5-person support team for a SaaS app. A returning customer opens chat. The assistant says, last week we reset your API key and you were hitting a 429 rate limit in staging. Do you want to continue from step 3? The customer doesn't have to restate their environment or plan. The episode memory supplies it. If they say yes, the assistant proposes the next step and auto-links the last ticket. On the agent side, when they join the chat, they see a memory context sidebar. Profile, plan, pro, stack, Node 18, preferences, prefers code snippets over videos, and recent episodes, ticket 4837, mitigated 429 with back off. The agent can one-click pin to profile if a detail should become stable or forget if it's wrong. Engineering pieces. We connect the memory manager to the ticketing system Zendesk, push event summaries to the memory store with embeddings, and add retrieval calls in the pre-prompt. We set rules like ID verification facts expire after 24 hours, but stack preference persists until changed. Success is measurable. Reduced handle time, higher first contact resolution, and fewer "Can I have your account ID again?" loops.
So the customer feels remembered, the agent gets a quick brief, and you cut the repetitive back and forth. Let's step it up. Mark, what about a longer arc? A personal coach or a sales assistant that follows goals over months?
Take a sales assistant. It tracks an account over a quarter. Goal is to land a renewal with a 20% expansion. It remembers stakeholders, buying signals, blockers, and the last commitments. Send security docs by Friday. It schedules nudges. 2 days before the QBR, it suggests a tailored deck based on past wins and known objections. If procurement rules change or a champion leaves, the assistant updates the memory, flags risk, and adjusts strategy. Or as a personal coach, it tracks weekly goals, constraints like travel or injuries, and your preferred workout time. It notices patterns, missed sessions on Mondays, and proposes a new plan. If you say, "I can't do mornings anymore," it confirms, updates the preference, and rewrites your schedule. The UI shows a timeline of episodes and a compact habits memory you can edit. Across months, it feels like the same coach, not a new chatbot every week.
Jamie, can you connect that to the mechanics you described? What needs tuning so a system like that stays fast, affordable, and accurate over months?
For long-lived assistants, the memory lifecycle needs explicit policies. Creation. You don't write every utterance. You gate on salience and user consent. Updates. Use change detection. If meeting cadence shifts or a role changes, mark the old memory as superseded rather than stacking duplicates. Forgetting. Set time to live by category. Logistics decay quickly, preferences decay slowly, and goals expire at the end of a cycle. On retrieval, you can prefetch when a user opens the app, pull a compact persona and the top K episodic memories for the current task, so you don't pay retrieval latency at every turn. Cost control comes from summarization. Nightly compaction of long threads into semantic summaries reduces tokens and vector rows. Contradictions are handled with a small policy engine. If a new fact conflicts with a high confidence memory, ask for confirmation. If it conflicts with a low confidence one, auto update and log. For the sales use case, integrate event streams, CRM updates, email thread summaries, meeting notes as structured inputs to memory. Use separate indices, a profile KV store for stable facts and a vector store for episodes. Analytics should track retrieval precision, recall, and staleness hits where outdated memories were surfaced. That's how you keep it accurate without blowing up cost or latency.
Put differently, you teach the system what to keep, what to compress, and when to double-check with the user, and you pull the right memories ahead of time so it feels snappy. Mark, quick one. How do users stay in control across devices? What do they click when something's wrong or too personal to keep?
Two things help. First, a consistent memory panel wherever you use the assistant, web, mobile, inside your CRM, tied to SSO so it's the same store. Each item shows the source, from Zoom summary, from chat on May 3, a category, profile, episode, habit, and controls, edit, forget, or mark private so it never leaves your tenant. Second, inline controls in the chat. When the assistant references a memory, it shows a small chip like remembered preference, concise updates. You can tap change to update it or remove to delete and blacklist that pattern. For sensitive content, teams often enable a redaction rule at ingestion, e.g. mask phone numbers, and give users a one-click purge last 24H button. It's simple enough that after a week, people trust it and fix issues on the spot rather than filing tickets.
Under the hood, the paper assumes a few things before memory can work well. First, you have access to signals beyond the chat, prior tickets, calendar notes, CRM updates, or at least multi-session chat logs. Second, there's explicit user consent and a way to scope what's remembered. Third, you can run a small memory index next to the model, typically embeddings plus a vector store, with retrieval that's fast enough not to hurt UX. Constraints. Memory can't grow unbounded. They rely on summarization and roll-ups to keep it compact, and on retention policies so old or low-value items decay. Index latency adds overhead to each turn, so they prefetch and cache the top memories when possible. Limitations include irrelevant memories can be pulled and steer the model off course, cold start until you've observed a few preferences, and drift when user habits change, but old memories are still ranked highly. Evaluating all this is hard because personalization plays out over weeks. They use proxy metrics. Future work they call out aligns with what we see in practice. Adaptive retention, keep what's reinforced, forget what never gets used, hierarchical memory, profile, habits, episodes with different storage, retrieval, stronger freshness detectors to demote stale facts, and clearer provenance so the assistant can explain, I said this because of X.
So in simple terms, it can remember across months, but you have to manage the junk drawer. Keep the index fast, compress the old stuff, double-check anything that might be outdated, and make consent privacy controls obvious. Mark, what does that mean for setup and rollout in a real team?
What usually happens is three tracks in parallel. Pipeline, wire the memory manager to your event sources, chat, CRM, calendar, and define mappings so the right fields become profile versus episodes. Governance, put consent up front, decide which categories are off limits by default, PII secrets, set retention windows, and add redaction at ingestion. Change management, add a memory panel in the UI and teach people to review, edit, or forget items. Publish a short playbook, how to correct a preference, how to purge a thread. Going from research to pilot, start with one team and a narrow memory schema, e.g. tone plus two preferences, last three episodes. Monitor closely. For production, you scale the schema, add role-based access, set SLAs on retrieval latency, and hook it into your observability stack so memory hits, staleness, and user corrections are visible next to the usual LLM metrics.
On results, the authors report tests on multi-session dialogue settings, including synthetic long-horizon conversations and task-centric scenarios like support or coaching. Metrics are things like preference adherence, how often responses respect stated preferences, retrieval precision recall, are the fetched memories actually relevant, and dialogue coherence or satisfaction scored by human or LLM judges. They compare against two baselines, session-only context and a static user profile without episodic memory. Mempal shows higher adherence and coherence, fewer repeated clarifying questions in simulated flows, and better retrieval precision when semantic summaries are enabled. They also include ablations, retention policy choices, summarization on-off, and different triggers for writing memory. Latency cost is discussed at a high level. Retrieval adds a small overhead per turn, while summarization reduces prompt size over time. Most experiments are controlled or simulated, so they caution that real-world performance will depend on data quality and consent rates.
Translated, with this setup, teams can expect fewer remind-me-who-you-are moments, more on-target replies that match tone and constraints, and prompts that don't bloat as history grows. The tests are in structured environments, but the direction is solid. Less repetition, smoother continuity, and stable costs once the summaries kick in. Mark, if a team pilots this next quarter, what should they realistically expect and watch?
Expect a nice lift in week two once the memory warms up, but not magic on day one. It'll be a bit worse than the paper. Noisy data, missing consent on some sources, and edge cases the benchmark didn't cover. Watch these signals. Memory hit rate per task. Are we actually retrieving useful items? User correction rate. How often people fix or forget a memory. Staleness incidents. Assistant cites outdated facts. Latency distribution, including P95 with retrieval. And token usage per turn before after summarization. Also track user comments like, "That's not me." Those are gold for tuning your right triggers and retention windows. Closing from the field. This helps most where users are known and workflows repeat. B2B support, sales, onboarding, internal tooling, and you can link identity via SSO. If you have clean event streams and clear consent, the assistant quickly feels like a teammate who remembers. If your traffic is mostly anonymous one-offs or your data is messy and sensitive, start smaller with just profile-level memory and grow from there.
Bottom line, Mempal turns memory into a first-class layer with write, update, and forget policies, so assistants stay consistent and useful across sessions without blowing up cost or context. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.